This morning we had our Kirtan Bhagavatam class time outside in the holy places, particularly three holy places that we're going to be formally developing. And the purpose of that was to have the devotees come out, hear about the places of Krishna's pastimes, and then pray for them to appear, to manifest, and to reveal in full their transcendental potencies and glories, like seeds that are in the ground but are invisible. The Dham is present everywhere by the desire of the Lord. But still, by the desire of the Vaishnavas, the Dham becomes further manifest, its potencies become manifest, other places to commemorate the Dham, to be an inspiration, an udipan for the Dham itself, also become developed, which is what the plan is now, pavilions, parks, lakes, trees, and we then went to first Javat Gram, and from Javat to Nandagram, and from Nandagram to Sanketvan. Javat, which is named after the Vat tree, or the banyan tree, where Krishna put lac on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Nandagram is the eternal residence of the Lord. Eternal residence in the sense that Gokula and Vrindavan are places where Krishna lives for a certain period of time in his manifest pastimes. However, Krishna is eternally in the spiritual world, a Kishore, a youth of 15 years of age. And his eternal residence in, at that time is at Nandagram. And Nandagram is, aside from Krishna's place of residence, the palace of Nanda Maharaj, the hill itself is a manifestation of Lord Shiva. So the prayer is also so that Lord Shiva will also personally appear in this place, as he has in Bhoma Vrindavan, and that he'll also bear on his back the nice pavilion and small downscaled version of the palace that we want to build there. And then Sanket, which is at halfway between Javat and Nandagram and Barshana and Nandagram, is the meeting place of the divine couple. It's a secluded little forest where, and it's off the beaten path, where Radha and Krishna meet, where the first meeting actually took place, where they regularly meet thereafter, where Radha and Krishna are swung by the gopis on swings. It's perhaps we'll be able to also build a swing over there, so that when it's a swing pastimes, then the deities can also be brought out here on festival occasions, and they can also be swung. There are different places in New Braja Dham where, of course, the swinging pastime takes place, and it's traditional in temples, that in the courtyard of the temple there's a place for that Julan Yatra to take place. So Sanketvan is also one such place. Gopabhata Goswami's Samadhi is also there. And just behind Sanket is Vivalvan, which is another forest. Vivala means overcome. Because on one occasion when Krishna was waiting for Srimati Radharani to come to Sanket, she didn't come. And so he was in so much anxiety, walking back and forth in and out of the kunj. Ultimately, he started to walk ahead on the path to see if he did actually meet her as she was arriving. And Madhu Mangal was with him. And in order to assuage his anxiety, Madhu Mangal says, "Don't worry, I'm sure that Sri Radha will come." And that was enough to really push Krishna over the edge. Just hearing the vibration of Srimati Radharani's transcendental name just overwhelmed him in ecstasy, and he fainted and collapsed, and it was up to Madhu again to revive Krishna. Whether Srimati Radharani came or not, I don't know. The pastime doesn't continue thereafter. It just says that because it was here that Krishna was so overwhelmed, that this forest is called Vivalavan, the forest where Krishna became Vivala, became overwhelmed. And that will be in a, it's a small forest, Sanketvan. It is a very secluded atmosphere to it, not like Nandagram, which will be very, very prominent with Parikramarga and so many other things. Sanketvan will be a small forest, a plant about a half dozen nice trees, place the pavilion inside that, and have sitting places for devotees to chant japa, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did when he also went to Sanket. And absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani, then he also tried to relish what is the qualities of Krishna that attracts her so much, what is the ecstasy that she feels as a consequence of that absorption, and what is the wonder and joy of Radharani's experiences. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this mood, also sat here at Sanket. And although he's Krishna himself, he was knowing what it was like for him to come and be present. Now he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So this is what our services are for the day. And we'll be doing the same this evening with Jamuna Devi and going to a few places.